I think it's worth it.
Okay, shul bar mitzvah. Both have the Torah mitzvah kagon lo Torah ha'akdil p'nei rabo l'to shvayim v'turim v'nasukha. Kilo v'shas kaniyasa.
Good.
Kach perish v'kintris.
Good.
Kei mashma v'gmona. Tika amar kol chayla bar mitzvah v'turim v'nasukha b'im ayom v'im aleva.
Good. So the Gemara says, according to Tosafot, the Gemara says, someone's on his way to do a mitzvah, and then he's patur from the sukkah, being a yom bein malayla, meaning regardless of what time of day he's traveling, he's patur by night and by day. Right? He's traveling by day, he's still patur by night. That's hence Peshas Chaniyasa. So Tosafot is saying that Rashi's Peshat is borne out by the simple Peshat in the Gemara. Right? Rashi says it means even Peshas Chaniyasa, person's traveling 2 days distance to do a mitzvah, and he has to sleep in the middle of the trip. So even at the time when he's sleeping, he's pater. Obviously, when he's sleeping, he's pater. But when he stops traveling, when he's at rest, he's also pater from the mitzvah sukkah. And Tosafot says, "Yeah, that's pashut from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that if you're going to do a mitzvah, you're pater even balayla." Umashma, and the implication is.
Umashma afal pi she'ein holchen el beyom de'i azli beyamama ubalayla.
Stop. Good. So what does that mean?
So, and
it's mashma that he's only traveling when?
During the day.
During the day. Why? Because if he was traveling by day and by night.
Even for a thing of rishus, he'd be.
Certainly, it's the case that he's only traveling by day, because if he's traveling both times, day and night, he's going to definitely be potter. Because even had he been traveling for no reason, he's traveling for business. He's traveling for a dvar shus, not a mitzvah. He's traveling because he has a business deal. So he's on his way. He's on his way. He's in the process of traveling. He's potter. So if he's potter when he's traveling for a non-mitzvah reason, then certainly when you're telling me a chiddush over here, then when he's actually traveling for the mitzvah, that can't be the chiddush. That's obvious. So what must be the chiddush? The chiddush is that when he's traveling for the mitzvah, but he stops, then he's still potter. Okay? No, there's no nothing
so
new.
When
that
he comes to Molly stops.
Okay, we're not up to the Ani case yet.
But I'm saying,
right now?
Right now, yes.
Right now, he's potter from at least from Sukkah. We don't know about other mitzvahs, but he's potter from Sukkah.
Would he
be potter?
Like
non-mitzvah. It's not mitzvah. Yeah.
So he would be potter even from going out and seeking or building a Sukkah.
That's right.
So even if I'm traveling and I rest at night, so I don't have to go out of my.
All right, we're not yeah. For mitzvah. You're traveling for a mitzvah.
Yeah, let's say
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, we're not talking halach lemaisa. We're just saying that at the moment, this is what the opposition is. That if you're traveling for a mitzvah, even at the time when you're forced to stop traveling, you're potter from sukkah.
Right.
Now Tosafot is going to qualify. Let's not get overly joyous yet. Tosafot is going to say that we have to explain when this applies. But he's going to bring another proof. What's the other proof? The ode. Can't hear? Ode. Go ahead. Ode. Additionally. No, it's not ode. It's not ode uvda. It's the ode.
Uvda.
Good. Oh, it means further. I'll give you a further proof. Further proof. Ode. Furthermore. Moreover. Right? Additionally. Uvda, there's a maisa.
Ariksa.
Good.
The tema. Yiyapon latayim shneam amai peturim. The atu adam sheesh lo tzitzis bevegda utvilim berosho mi pater bekach meshar mitzvahs.
Okay, now say it again like you mean. Good. Say something like this. What happened? They were going to visit the Reish Galusa. Right? Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna were going to visit the Reish Galusa. They didn't yet get to the Reish Galusa and they had to stop traveling. And what did they do? They slept outside. Not in a sukkah. They slept not in a sukkah. So Tosafot is saying, whoa, 1 second. Vitema. This whole thing is a little bit wondrous. Vitema. What's the wonder? Im yechol l'kayim shneim amai paturin. Why should they not sleep in a sukkah then?
Well, he's assuming they could fulfill it though. That's
right. If assuming they could get in a sukkah right now, assuming they can get in a sukkah, They're stopping anyway. They're stopping anyway. They can get in. He's making an assumption. You're right. So they can get a sukkah, and it's not going to impede their ability to continue traveling the next day to go to the Reish Galusa. Why shouldn't they be in the sukkah? Why should they be able to sleep outside? Hey, you want to just show Yonah where we're up to?
I don't know where
I'm at. Avi, you can come down the line. You can show everybody. Okay. Go ahead. What's that?
Like, would it be better to sleep in a separate rabbit than
outside? So, you know what? You're getting into another question, which Tosa doesn't address yet, but it will come up in the Rishonim. Let's say we say Osik b'mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah. Right? Let's say Pater min ha-mitzvah means it's not a mitzvah for me.
Right.
Then there would be no benefit.
Right.
You're making a certain assumption. You're making an assumption that you're not required to, but if you do it, you still get a...
Or if the mitzvah involves making a bracha.
Or it's nothing. You know, you have this, for example.
It might be also the Vatala. You might get.
You're not talking about making a bracha. A bracha will be separate.
I'm just saying on another mitzvah.
Right. If you plot it from a mitzvah and make a bracha, it could be a problem with bracha Vatala. Forgetting about the bracha, we're just talking about just the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Is it a meaningful activity or not? What's that? Or in some cases, we'll see, maybe somebody's showing him, say, now it won't necessarily apply here. But maybe it's also for me to do another mitzvah when I'm involved in the first mitzvah. Maybe I don't have the right to do it. Maybe also mitzvah patur mitzvah means that it's wrong for me to stop my first mitzvah to do a second mitzvah. We'll see that in the Rishonim.
And also Tosfos' assumption here, Tosfos assuming that Rav Chisda or Rav Barahuna, that they could, in other words, the fact that Gemara says a Rav Chisda Yisura, couldn't one argue that that was a situation where they could not find a sukkah?
No, the Gemara seems to make it sound like they could have, if you look, it's on the next Om, it's on Chavav, it sounds like have a ganu ariksa the sura, and they said why do they do that? Oh, because we're patur shluchei mitzvah on paturin. But it sounds like
they
might have had an option to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Who's reading? Go ahead, Sam. Sorry.
The parish and the Hamudah.
Good.
Gabe Hamudar Hanaa the Machzir Lo Abidasa.
Good. All right, remember that? Remember that case? Want to remind everyone what the case is? Prut de Rav Yosef? The famous concept of Prut de Rav Yosef?
You find someone's lost object.
Good.
And it's in your house.
But one second, before you get upset, whose lost object did you find?
Someone's.
Not Stam a person. Someone unique, someone special.
Someone you know?
Someone you know. But not just someone that you know, someone that you swore off.
What does that mean?
You were mudar hana. You said, I'm not going to get any benefit from this guy. Right? I'm not going to get any hana from this guy. And then you go ahead, and what do?
Find his object.
You find his object. So now, returning the object, stam, normally you'd say, okay, that's not hana, because it's a slav lehenas nitnu. But what's the twist over here? It's a special twist that comes up I don't think anyone's online. It was my cell phone I was trying to call through. There's still elevated music, right? The Gemara in Bava Kamma that we looked at yesterday was discussing what is the nature of my obligation as a shomer for the Aveda that I find. Am I a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar? A Shomer Sachar. So Rav Yosef says, you're a Shomer Sachar. Why are you Shomer Sachar? Because you're benefiting by not having to give tzedakah at the time when you're watching my Aveda. Right? You found my Aveda, now you're going to endeavor to return it to me. While you found my lost object, you understand what I'm saying? If I lose something, so someone who finds it has to return it to me. That's called an Aveda. So someone who finds my Aveda now, during the time when he's endeavoring to return it, says Rav Yosef, he's pata from giving tzedakah. So since he's pata from giving tzedakah, he's gotten a monetary benefit. Because he got a monetary benefit, we call him Shomer Sachar. That's the Gemara Bava Kamma. Yeah. Which has a nafkamina, la alocha. Shomer Sachar has different alochas from Shomer Chinam. So that person now has that benefit.
The meaning of suffer is?
Pay, for hire. Shomer suffer, a watchman for hire.
So does that mean you're always assuming that there's going to be an undercoming or only if an undercoming?
Slow. So why is that mutter? That's what Tosfos is saying now. Tosfos is saying that's permissible. It's permissible to endeavor to return the guy's aveda, even though you made a neder not to be neder from him, and this is a form of hanah, because it's not shchiach. It's not shchiach means it's not common. It's not so common. So therefore, it's not in violation. We allowed a person to do this. We don't say, well, if you made a neder not to be neder, you can't return the guy's aveda, because it might come out that at the time when you're trying to return his aveda, an ani is going to come to you and ask you for tzedakah, and you're going to benefit from this guy who you swore off. No, it's not so common that we're going to tell you not to do that. Okay? So what does that have to do with argument? Why is Tosfos bringing that sugya in? So Tosfos says, oh, you see from that what? That you're putter from giving tzedakah when you're involved with the aveda. Right? Afal pi demahanile pruta de Rav Yosef. Pruta de Rav Yosef. Why mishum de lo shchicha? So when is it that you're potter?
When you're osik in that particular, let's say if it's cow, when you're over talus.
Good.
Doing something to upkeep the thing, would you say that? Would Tosfos say that?
That's exactly. So Tosfos is going to prove that. Tosfos said it has to be that way. Why does it have to be that way? Because Tosfos said, the Gemara says, it's not shchiach. It's not common to happen. So therefore, we didn't outlaw it when you made a neder. Well, what do you mean it's not common? It's common. People find avedas all the time. So if you would tell me that I'm putter from tzedakah the whole time that I have your aveda, then that would be shchiach. Elamai, what must you say? You have to say that the time when you're putter is only when you're actually involved in trying to return it, or I'm involved in feeding the animal to maintain it, or trying to take care of the object. But simply having it in my possession, that's not enough to putter me. So what do you see from that? That's a specific time within the overall involvement with the aveda that potters me, and that's what he says. Afal pi de mahani le pruta Rav Yosef mishum de lo shchicha. Ve'i kol zman shaveda beveso miftar. If you tell me it's when it's in my closet or in my barn, then I'm also potter. Mila mesa rifta loni, to give bread to an ani. Im kein shchicha, that would be shchiach. That's much more shchiach than those few moments in time when I happen to be involved with the object. That would be shchiach. So it can't be that that's when you putter.
But what if you're, look at nowadays, like, let's say you find a lost object, you look online to find someone. Let's say you spend 3 hours online.
So that time, that's what Tosfos say, that's your involvement. But it's not when you wait, when you leave your computer and you say, well, I'm waiting for emails to come, so I'm involved. No.
But let's say you're on the computer 12 hours a day for a week.
Just for that?
For a week, just for that. So that's quite common.
Quite common. The guy's on the computer, I'm just online, just for that. Just
he's looking for the owner. If he's doing that, that means that part of the mitzvah is common.
He's saying in a scenario where he actually does do that, then the other thing that happens is common. Where an
ani. Then the involvement is common.
The involvement coinciding with the ani coming for tzedakah would be common.
Yes.
In other words, it's
I know, but I'm saying
an ani is most likely going to come while you're on the computer.
Well, because if you tell me that that's the way you do it, right? But is that's not the serious? I don't think that's the reality of the situation. Even a guy, if he's looking for somebody, it's a few minutes. You post something and you go away. I mean, it's not. You wait for the things to come, call in.
Okay, but
you put up a sign. So while you're putting up the sign and while you're printing the sign, maybe you could say that's called osik. But once you wait for someone to call you, don't say, well, someone might call any minute. I'm an osik. No, I don't think
no,
that's...
I'm not saying...
It's all right, so it depends on the Matthias, whatever the Matthias is. You want to say today Matthias might be different?
I just thought of a great case.
Okay.
Let's say you know an ani comes at a specific time every day.
Right.
So you set up that time of
that's
day...
That's a different question. That's a different question. Now you ask me if that's appropriate.
Yeah, can you abuse this a little bit?
That's philosophically not appropriate. It's not philosophically appropriate to do that. If you know an ani comes and you chayav to give the ani, let's say he's a legitimate ani and he comes around because he needs something, so you go ahead and you create a situation where you're going to use that time to feed the animal. Okay, you be potter. It's true, you be potter. You're not a tzaddik. It's not a mitzvah to do that. No one's going to say you're a perfected individual. Listen, a lot of times there are ways to get around things, but we say it's not ideal.
Let's say every time a mishloach comes to my door, I start to daven. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Like you hear a knock.
Okay, Let's just try to get through the Tosos, and then we'll take all the questions. Let's just want to make sure we get the pshat here. Okay? Who's reading? Good. I think we could assume this is...
The E calls man shabeta the beta meta beta the honey. Team can shlicha.
So that can't be the case. Ella.
Ella vada iloma pater ella bishashu osegba. Kigon tal shabeta the shotcha the torcha.
Good.
O behema shinosem lamazonas. The low shlicha.
Stop.
Osesha yavo honey with shomi man.
Good. It's not shchiyah. It's not so common that at the very moment he's feeding the lost donkey, that donkey's going to come and ask for tzedakah. So therefore, even though he gets a benefit in that rare case, we don't say that's violative of the neder.
Because it's like a probability of a probability.
It's not, you're right. It's not a normal type of thing to happen. And if it happens, it's outside the norm.
It's like two coincidences combined. That's what we're saying.
I don't know about, what's the first coincidence?
Well, the first is that you find someone's
honey. Oh, okay.
The second is that the honey comes.
That you find it, and then that you're dealing with it at the very moment that the honey comes.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. So that situation was so unlikely that they said it's okay for the Mudah HaNah to bang.
For the Mudah HaNah, to return it, right.
So Tosfos is proving, though, from there, ultimately, that...
Why is it Mutter? Because it's not Shchiyach. So he wants to show you that when is it that you're Potter... actively involved, because if that's not the case, it would be Shchiyah.
So how does he understand the case by the
So that's the next. That's the next line. Go ahead. So we have to. So what's the reason why you'll tell me a guy who's traveling for a mitzvah and stops, he's Potter from Sukkah. Well, what's he doing now? Right? Why should he be Potter? Somehow, he doesn't say how. I mean, we could conjecture and we could come up with some other theories based on the writings of other Rishonim. But he says, you have to say that we're talking about a case where if a person would somehow be involved in the sukkah, the e mitzvah, the bekiyum mitzvah sukkah, have mevatli mitzvos. Whatever the other mitzvah is that he's involved in, somehow it's going to detract or cause him to be mevatl from that mitzvah. He stops over at night, and the next day he's got to go on to the Rebbe, or he's got to go on to the Pidyon Shulim, or he's got to go to the, whatever the third case was, what?
The Bris. Right.
Whatever the case is. Pidyon Shulim, Talmud Torah, and seeing his Rebbe. Those were the three cases that Rashi mentioned, but those are examples. They're not, it's not an exhaustive list. So somehow, by telling him, you have to sit in Sukkah now, it's going to cause him to be a vata, one of those mitzvos. Tosfos says it has to be that. It has to be the Metzius that we're talking about. Why? Because otherwise you have a situation of what? Efshel Kaim Shnehem. Efshel Kaim Shnehem, you have to do it. You have to do the second mitzvah. And what's his example? You're wearing tzitzis, and the Oni comes to the door. You tell the Oni, listen, I'm sorry, I don't have to give you tzedakah because I'm potter, because I'm wearing tzitzis. I'm in my house, I have a mezuzah in my house now, so I'm potter from all the mitzvahs. Right? I don't have to say Kriya Shema today because I'm in my house and there's a mezuzah on the door and I have a bris. So the Ma'arach HaRatzurah says that the person who's wearing his bris milah is constantly in a state of bris milah, is constantly in a state of kima mitzvah.
Yeah.
So you got to tell the guy, listen, I'm sorry, I'm potter, I don't have to do any mitzvahs because I have my bris. Tosfos says that's crazy.
I could hear, let's say by mezuzah, I could hear, let's say by...
Tzitzis.
Well, no, tzitzis I would argue in tefillin, because I would say, isn't the mitzvah, is to wear tefillin all day, that is the mitzvah, and isn't tzitzis to
right.
wear, so why can I argue? That kolz ma that I'm wearing it all day, I'm pumped.
That's because that's exactly what Tosfos is saying, that's crazy.
Why?
Because it's efshel l'kayim shneihem. Wearing tzitzis does not bar me, practically, it doesn't prevent me, it does not make it any more difficult for me to do the other mitzvah, than it would if I wasn't wearing tzitzis. And that's the way Tosfos understands osek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah. The only time that you potter from the mitzvah is when you're osek to the extent that what?
That it's going to prevent you from doing...
That's right. That's right.
And osek means...
Involved.
So,
this is a fundamental question here in the sugya. How do you learn osek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah?
So would Rashi
say, oh, forget what Rashi is a little bit. Let's leave Rashi for a second. Let's see the Ron. The Ron takes out. Rashi is a little bit difficult. Well, let's leave Rashi for a minute. Let's take a look at the Ron now. Okay. The Ron, for those who have the traditional Gemara, the Ron is on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph in the Daf Yarif. Okay, volunteer to read?
You mean in the back?
Yeah, in the back. Yoni, you want to read? You can say no if you want.
Yeah,
I'm saying
no.
Okay,
question? Returning something to somebody who you swore up on up from?
Yeah.
Does that mean that there's you don't get any on a returning object? Like, if it's something good?
Normally speaking? Normally saying?
Yeah. Or just in general, like, there's no. Meaning, like, is that like the
it's not called, it's not, no, as we say, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvos are not given for the purpose of enjoyment. That's not the essence of the mitzvah. So the fact that you got some tangential benefit from it, we're not going to call that hana'ah to the extent that you can't do the mitzvah.
So do we see from there that there's no, like, I don't know, like people saying, oh, I did something good, so now.
No, that person could have a certain sense of satisfaction.
Satisfaction, but not like some, like, supernatural, like, purity that's gone through my body.
I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
You know what I mean?
Let's read. Go ahead. Venerally. Lefikach nerally. Lefikach nerally. It's important. This round is very important. Lefikach nerally. For those that have it, you can follow along. For those that don't have it, you could just listen.
What's the Ramah? Is that the
Ikav? In the middle of the Ikav. Okay. So we're not going to do the whole thing. We're going to just gonna pick up about 5 or 6 lines down before the Mihu.
4
lines up from the Mihu. Lefikach nerally.
I'm so confused.
1 second, is there a problem? Everyone have the place?
Yeah.
Glenn, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Lefikach nearly.
Therefore, the Kerish Kameh, the Oseik, the Mitzvah, Hadron of the Mitzvah, Afalpi, Shiacho,
Lekayim.
Lekayim as Shteyem. Even though.
Ron says, Tosros, I disagree with that position. Right? You say that Oseik Mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah only attaches when what? When it's E.F. Shalakayim Shneihem, I'm doing Mitzvah A. And by being involved in Mitzvah B, I'll no longer be able to be involved in Mitzvah A, or I won't be able to properly do Mitzvah A. That's when I'm Potter. Ron says, you know what? Even if you can, even if the second Mitzvah does not interfere with your first Mitzvah, you're Potter. This is a major nafkamina. So let's just take the case of the sukkah for a second. The case of the sukkah. A guy is traveling, and you know what? Let's say there's a sukkah right there. There's a sukkah there, right in front of him. And they stops for the night. What would Tosos say?
You should go into the sukkah.
Tosos? Well, Tosos would say, if going in the sukkah is somehow going to interfere with your performance of the mitzvah, let's say sleeping out in the sukkah is not as good as sleeping inside, you're not going to be as well rested, let's say, I'm just giving an example, you're not going to be so well rested, so in the morning you won't be able to properly do your mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. You need to garner your strength to redeem the captives, and therefore sleeping in the sukkah is going to prevent you from properly doing the mitzvah. You don't have to sleep in the sukkah. Okay? Now let's say according to the, let's say the Ron, same question. You have the sukkah right there, and it's not gonna affect you. Let's say you know it's not gonna affect you. Ron would say, you're still potter. You're still potter. Even though it's Efshel Kaim Shneihem. Efshel Kaim Shneihem, you're still potter. That's what Tosos, that's what the Ron's saying. Tosos is saying, if it won't affect you, then you have to sleep in the sukkah. If it will affect you, don't sleep in the sukkah. Ron says, you know what? It doesn't matter. Affect you, not affect you, you could sleep in the house. Why? Because you're potter. Because you're Oseik B'mitzvah.
Isn't the second Ron?
Oh, well, slow down there. Let's we've got to get there. All right? Don't jump the gun. Let's go further.
Lo
Muk Kamidi. Your Raya from Nadarim is not a good raya. Why not?
Vada,
certainly. The vada aveda. You have the guy's aveda and you kept it in your drawer. Yep. Lo miftar. You're not going to be potter. Now listen to why. This line is key for understanding the svara of the Ran.
It's in the area where it should be. It's at the Mishnah Habosa on that page.
So why is it that you potter? He's conceding that the Mara says what the Tosa says, that you potter from giving a tzedakah at certain points during your watching. But why is that? Why is it that you potter?
Because he says that you're Mekayim. No, he says that you're still Olsik.
The rest of the times, right.
You're being Olsik and being Mekayim.
Good.
So when you're Olsik, there we say that you're potter.
That's when you potter.
But when you Mekayim the mitzvah, therefore it's you're Mekayim.
Just being Mekayim another mitzvah, right? Just being in a state of being Mekayim another mitzvah, that's not enough to potter you. What you potter from is, when, I should say, you're potter when you're osik.
So what does that mean?
So he says that's why when you're wearing a tzitzis and you're wearing tefillin, mm-hmm. you're potter from doing another mitzvah because those mitzvahs don't involve a hisaskus. They don't involve they don't involve an involvement. They don't involve a tone. You're just wearing tone.
That's an involvement, no?
It's passive.
Why is it passive? You have to have the right machshava. You have to have the right. How's that passive?
I don't know if you have to have the right machshava. You can't have the wrong machshava.
It's very difficult for. Well, okay, fine.
No, your tefillin is a little tricky in general, but. You see people wear tefillin all day, right? There are people that do that. So are they constantly thinking about the tefillin? No, they're not. They're just careful not to have their own thoughts and not to speak inappropriately. I'm not saying for the average person it's easy, but there are people that do that. Right? Chaim Pinchas Shamer wears tefillin all day. So for him, it's not such a big challenge. But you go to the old city in Yerushalayim, you see the whole Zilberman's yeshiva, they all walk around wearing tefillin. And that's based on the grub. So they wear tefillin. The little kids, you think they have such holy thoughts? No, they probably train them not to do anything inappropriate with tefillin. That's different. So it is passive to an extent.
But it's interesting, he's saying though, but once I'm wearing it, that's a kiyum.
You're being carried the mitzvah, yeah.
So therefore I'll be chayiv.
You're saying it's only a kiyum.
Yeah, I'm saying so therefore I'll be chayiv in every mitzvah.
So that's right. Give me a minute. I'll try to find a minute. It's set up a little bit differently.
So I'm not, so interesting, so barely.
That, he's saying that's the distinction you have to make.
Wow.
That's the reason why you putter from, excuse me, I should say, the reason why you're not putter when the Aveda's in your house is because you're not involved with it. You're not involved with it. You're not being Osik.
So would you say that the time?
It could be that's a form of Kiyam. Yeah, you're housing the guy's Aveda. You're involved in the overall mitzvah of Hashav's Aveda, but you're not Osik in it right now.
So how would you say Hakto Pnei Rabo when traveling?
That's Osik.
Oh, okay.
Shluchei mitzvah, that's the Mishnah. Shluchei mitzvah means you're traveling to go do the mitzvah. That's an involvement. That's still an involvement. That's, you're right, that's something of a... Everybody assumes that.
Because I thought it would be you sit down, you learn, sit down with Shavish, that would be all sick. But the fact that you're traveling, he's saying that's included.
The Mishnah says that. Yeah, the Mishnah says you're potter. So they have to include that in the category of involved. It's not just involved in the very act, it's even hochel dvar mitzvah, that's called involved. But let's just read around a little further and we'll try to explain the machlokas.
Wait, what would be the
Okay, let's finish the round and we'll speak it out. Okay? So when do we say osek b'mitzvah, when do we say potter min ha-mitzvah? Osek b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah.
Not
Mekayim mitzvah. We don't say anyone who's Mekayim a mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. Now this should already give us some indication what the machlokas is. Okay? Umisha of the Misha of Aveda Etzlo. Someone's Aveda is with him. So he's, I have your Aveda. What about it? Afal pishu kaim mitzvah. I'm being Mekayim a mitzvah. Why? Because I'm dealing, generally speaking, with your Aveda. I'm caring for it. I'm housing it. I'm protecting it. Am I doing anything? I went out to work. It's in my house locked up. I didn't do it. I'm not doing anything now. Guy goes out for the day. Your Aveda's in his house locked up. You say, I'm putter from mitzvahs today because I have an Aveda in my house? I found a lost dog. I bring it home. I leave it in the house. I feed it. I leave out water. I leave out food. And I go out and do my business all day. The guy's going to come for me to ask me for tzedakah. And I'll tell him, listen, I'm putter. I don't have to give you any tzedakah. You know why? Because I have a dog in my house.
Why is that a problem? That's no different than saying...
I'm not osik.
Why are you not osik?
Because what am I doing now? I'm not doing anything now.
You haven't met time limit, so yet you haven't returned it.
No, but I'm in the process of return, caring for the Aveda.
That's called Mekayim,
the Mitzvah of Shavuot Aveda. That's included in the Mitzvah.
Okay, interesting.
That's included in the Mitzvah of what I have to do once I take the Aveda into my house. I have to care for it.
So why is that? So you are, so that is. Why is that? You're keeping it safe.
That's right. That's Kiyum, but that's...
No,
that's not called Osake.
Why not? Why is that?
That's passive. You're not involved. You don't call that involved.
What about working? What if you work for a living?
That's Tavar Shus.
No, because with that money that you're working, you can do a mitzvah with that money.
Guy gets on the train in the morning, and someone comes to him and says, can I have some tzedakah? He needs it. You tell him, listen, I can't give you tzedakah because I'm on my way to do a mitzvah. What mitzvah am I on the way to do? To work, to support my family. That's what you want to say?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to see about that.
The guy's involved.
We'll have to see about that. I mean, that doesn't sound a little strange to you?
Oh, it does, but I'm just saying it's involved.
If you say it's active when you're going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to redeem a captive.
Why?
So that's active. I'm going to work.
What's wrong with that?
The mitzvah, you can't say that for work.
What's the mitzvah working?
What's the mitzvah you're accomplishing by getting the money? Gemilus chasadim
for
your
family.
You're going to
pay for your kids' education.
What's tzedakah? That's
not the mitzvah. When's the mitzvah?
So therefore, you can't say that.
But when's the mitzvah? When am I... Mitzvah just to make money? That's not a mitzvah.
No, it has to be constant, because the only way you could pay for that is by working.
But he's
also... So it seems like it's all part of...
You're making a certain assumption about the nature of work. Let's hold off on that. It's a good question. There is a case that comes up with a person and a boat. So let's hold off on that. Okay? It is a good question. Ron?
Oh,
man.
Eno Osekba Ella Bisha.
So when is it called Osek?
Shimnara.
Right, you're taking the guy's talus and you're spreading it out to keep it from getting wrinkled. Or you're spreading it out to keep it aired out, whatever it is that you're doing.
Tsurika Bahahi Shasa Vadai.
Right, definitely at that time. If the ani were to come to you,
putter.
Then you putter.
Renesa pruta.
Then you putter from giving the ani the pruta. You could definitely do that, right? The Ron says, listen, let's be honest. You're taking the talus and you're spreading it out. And all of a sudden the ani walks over to you and says, tzedakah. And you say, no, listen, I'm sorry, I'm spreading out the talus. Can't give you tzedakah now. So the Ron says, listen, this is really Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. It's Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. Why? Because you give the guy the money, you turn around, and finish spreading out the talus. It's not going to interfere with your overall care of the talus. We're not going to say the talus is going to be jeopardized because I took a second away from spreading it out to give the guy money. Now I came back to it. That's, he says, is still called Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. But you know what? Because you're Osek, that's it. You're Potter. You're Osek, you're Potter.
But you can simply say, can you wait a second and then just give him money?
We're not saying what you could say, right? You could give him money also, possibly. We don't know. We didn't discuss that yet. But we're simply asking now, are you obligated in the other mitzvah? Ron says, no, you are not obligated in the other mitzvah. Why? Because right now, you're involved. Now, you're right. The guy can wait around. If he's smart, he'll wait around and ask him in a second when you finish. He won't be Osek anymore.
Unless you're OCD, then
it'll
take
it. Right? That's right. Ella, Bahi Gavna lo Shriach, it's not Shriach, going back to the Gemara Nedarim. Vahine Taimra, Dimidipata Rachmana Chasan, Afa Gavda Efshale li Yisuve Daite, Ula Kaim Eshtehen. Let's take the Chasan. Like Pesach mentioned yesterday, listen, why don't we tell the Chasan, man up, calm yourself down, concentrate for a few minutes, and say Shema. So you know what, says the Ron? Because you don't have to tell him that. He's called Torah right now. He's Osek. That's called, on some level, that's old Osek. He's involved. He's involved, he's Potter. Maybe you could tell him, listen, calm down, think about something else, you know, we'll take you to the mikvah, we'll give you
a
pure thought.
Between the chassan and the other cases where the chassan is doing something, and it's passive, he's not actively...
Yeah, and even still he's Potter.
Sorry, it's not even that, he's not physical.
Yeah, in a harami. And even still we're saying he's Potter, because he's Torah, so that's a different din of involvement, you're right. But why don't we say, well, he could be, stop that for a minute, do the other thing, and then...
Well, I mean, if he's
Ron saying because he's involved.
He's a chassan might be different than the other cases in terms of the fact that your thoughts, if you're really worried about something, no matter what you do and you try, it's still going to pop up into your head and prevent you from doing anything. Whereas if you're simply involved in something else, you can come to it later.
Right, it's a good point. But the Ron saying, you know, even if it were possible, Lou Yitzur, that you could get a guy to, you could get a guy to be of sound mind, right? Even if you could, you don't have to. You're not required to do that, so that he could do Shema. He's punter right now. He's punter. Why? Because he's involved.
What would Tosfos say if you?
Let's just finish around. Okay. Uked the kasivna yalfin on kolshu osik b'malachto shel makom lo chayvuhu tor l'tzroch l'kayim mitzvos acheros afal pisha efshar. That line is key. What does the Ran say? The Ran says, when you're involved in Meleches Shemayim, when you're involved in the Melacha of Melachto Shamakom, you're involved in a mitzvah, you're involved. Lo chayvuhu Torah l'tzroach l'kayim mitzvos acheros. Torah didn't say, go do another mitzvah. Torah says, you're involved in this mitzvah, you're defined as a person who's involved, that's it. You're involved. Even if you could, we don't care. Could, not could, doesn't matter. That's not the Ran's distinction.
Well, there are some exceptions, aren't there?
We haven't seen it yet.
Could that be a machlokas?
This is definitely a machlokas.
No, the Ron.
This Ron and Tosos are arguing, for sure.
Yeah, I'm saying that over that point.
This point, Efshel Kaim Shtehem.
And that being determined on how you define something as Osik. Who's an Osik and Mitzvah?
Okay, that's one possibility. That's one possibility. But it sounds like Tulsa's saying it doesn't really matter if you're Osek now, as long as you could do the other mitzvah, even though you're Osek, right? Even though you're Osek.
In other words, when...
If you could do both of them, then you have to stop this one and do the other one and go back to the first one.
In other words, you're saying the distinction that the Ron makes between someone who's Osek and someone with Kayim. That's his unique distinction.
That's right.
Tulsa doesn't have to necessarily agree with that distinction.
That's right. Tulsa's could really take the opposite of you. Let's hold off one more minute before we try to find the Ran. Let's just, because the Ran adds one more nekuda here, okay? And maybe in the interest of time, I'll read through it, and then we'll try to explain what's going on. So the Ran says, that's the Ikar Hadin. The Ikar Hadin is, if you're Osek, you're Pater, if you're simply being Mekayim, that's not a basis for Patur. Umihu, he says, Modina Vadai, I am a Moda. Shekol She'inu Tzorch L'Tzroach Klal. Right? You're involved, and you don't really have to extend too much energy to do the other mitzvah. Ela kedarko b'mitzvah rishona, yochel latzei sidei shneihem, where it's simply no greater exertion than the original mitzvah that you were involved in calls for, and you could easily turn to the second mitzvah and then turn back to the first one. You could be yotzei both of them. D'b'chi ha'gav nevada yetzei sidei shneihem. In that case, you should do the second mitzvah also. Why? Mehiyos tov al yikar ra. If you could do the other mitzvah, why shouldn't you? Now he's not saying you're obligated to. He's not saying it's a chiyah, but he's saying why not? Why not get kiyum for both mitzvahs?
Well, so he's just overruling the fact that there will be a nerds.
As long as there's no major tircha, the Ran says.
Well,
You could do it.
Also,
you're Potter. You are Potter. But why not?
But he's not necessarily backtracking.
No, he's not backtracking. He's saying, I'm remaining true to my position. But if you press me and you say, listen, Ran, it's no big deal. It's no tircha. Take him a second to give the tzedakah or a second to do the other mitzvah. Shouldn't he just do it? Ran says, you know what? It's a good idea to do it. But no, as far as technically are you Potter? Yeah, you're Potter. You are Potter. The Ran's not changing that. Okay? So can we try to explain the machlokas now? Let's explain the machlokas. Factually, they're arguing over Eshlakayim Shneim. Whether I could do both? Is that a patur or not?
And Haran is motivated that, you know, for, I guess, you know,
even though
Milas Kalsidas, even though you are putter,
that's right.
If you're able to do both and it's not going to involve the Atira cup,
that's right.
Then you should do it.
It's proper.
Technically speaking, if you're Osik,
that's
you're,
it.
Oh, you're defined as Osik, and that's it.
Putter.
So could he be holding that the definition or that the status, not so much the definition, but the status of someone who's Osik is really absolute?
In other words, once you have that
designation of someone who's involved in the mitzvah, then that's it.
That's right.
Doesn't take any other considerations other than if you've finished the mitzvah or not.
That's right.
That's all. Really, it's just you're Osik, that's it. You're considered someone who's Osik and mitzvahs, or someone with a gavra is someone.
That's right. It's a def. It seems to be saying that you are defined as one who's Osik. You're Osik. You are involved in a mitzvah. I don't care, right? There's no question as to whether or not it's feasible to do the other mitzvah. That doesn't detract from the fact that you are an Osik. You are an Osik. You are an Osik for mitzvahs. You're doing a mitzvah. I don't care if it's feasible to do the second mitzvah. That doesn't detract from your being occupied by this mitzvah. So what's the patur for the Ran? The patur is the fact that the Gavra is Osik. He's Osuk. It's the Hisaskus in the first mitzvah that patters him. It's his involvement or his being involved in the first mitzvah which says he's patter. And that's why we don't look to any other factors. But the Ran does say, you know what? You're an Osik. You are an Osik in mitzvos. So you're patter. But I'm not going to say you're Yechayev. But mehayos tov al tikkur, if you could do something additional, you could do another mitzvah. Well, why not? Why not do it? But if you ask me, says the Ran, are you chayev? No, you're not chayev, because you're osuk. But I'm not. If it's a tircha, no, then you don't have to do it. Then it's already run up against you being osuk.
So is Ran saying that this idea of osuk?
Yeah.
Is really, like, say, I guess I'll lock in the din in the gavra, that the god, once the gavra has that shame of Osik, that's it. That's what makes it absolute.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
We don't take in any other consideration.
That's right. That's right. I mean, we didn't see this openly stated, but it seems like it wouldn't matter if the other mitzvah is, so to speak, a greater mitzvah or a lesser mitzvah. There's no sliding scale here. You're an Osik in mitzvah, so you are Osik, you're busy, that's it. You're occupied. The occupation potters you.
You have the dog in your house.
That's not Osik. You're not there. You're, that's not called involved at that moment.
What would be?
If you, while you're feeding the dog. If you actively have to feed the dog, or you have to wash the dog, you bathe the dog. At that moment, you'd be considered busy. The rest of the time, you'd be getting credit for a mitzvah. You'd be in the state of kiyum ha-mitzvah, because you're doing something that's part of a greater process, but you would not be called Osik. That's entirely passive. Traveling to get to the place of the mitzvah, that's not passive. That's an involvement. See, there are different degrees of involvement, but they're all called involved. And once you are an involved individual, you're potter.
So how is that different from Tosa?
Good. Tosa says, that's not true. Tosa says, even though you're involved, if doing the other mitzvah is feasible, it won't jeopardize your first mitzvah, You have to do that other mitzvah.
That's really good. So, if I understand correctly, what he's saying, Tosa's saying, is really it's a din in the actual Maisa mitzvah. In other words, if being Osik mitzvah, Patur mitzvah, is only when the other mitzvah is going to interfere in your Maisa.
Well, I don't know if you have to say Maisa.
Yeah,
well, it has to interfere with your Maisa, because you're stopping one thing to do the other. So I don't know. So it's not Maisa. I don't know if it's Maisa.
Well, that's what Tosa's saying. Only in that situation. Well, no, that's where both the Ran and Tosa would agree. The reason why the Tosa doesn't say it's a status is simply because he's saying that really it's a halacha in the actual performance of the mitzvah. No, it's not a halacha in the gavra. It's not that the gavra is endued with a status. It's really a matter of for Tosos, will this upper mitzvah prevent me from fulfilling the first?
Fulfilling. Fulfilling. See, the Ran even almost takes addresses it head on. And he says, we're not concerned with Kiyum. It's all about Osek. Tulsa seems to be taking the opposite position. And that what is the thing which is poter you from the second mitzvah? It's the fact that you're involved in a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Right now I'm involved in a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So I don't have to be worried about another Kiyum HaMitzvah. Oh, unless doing that other mitzvah won't interfere with my first kiyum, right? If the other mitzvah will not interfere with if the second mitzvah will not interfere with my kiyum of the first mitzvah, then I do it. I don't have the patur. The patur is only insofar as that second mitzvah is going to interfere with my fulfillment of the first mitzvah. And how do you see that? Because at the very end, what does Tosa say? Tosa says it must be in the case where you potter from sukkah when you're sleeping over at night. Why you putter? Oh, because it must be, we're talking about B'chiyai Gavna, that being in that sukkah, what's his lashon? That you'll be mavakel from the mitzvah. It's going to cause you to be mavakel from the other mitzvahs, meaning you're not going to get a kiyum mitzvah. It's going to cause you to be mavakel, the fulfillment will not come.
So how do you understand also mitzvahim in the mitzvah?
Tosos?
Yeah.
Tosos says when you're involved in a fulfillment of a mitzvah, the Torah didn't obligate you to be concerned about another fulfillment. Oh, but when being involved in the first fulfillment still allows for the second fulfillment, the second kiyum mitzvah is not going to interfere with your first fulfillment, then you're not potter anymore. You're traveling. I agree that you're involved in a mitzvah, but you know what? Now you could go sleep in the sukkah. You should be chayiv. Sleeping in the sukkah is another mitzvah, fulfillment of a mitzvah. That fulfillment is not going to interfere with your mitzvah. Oh, you tell me will interfere, and then you potter. But kol zman that it's not going to interfere with the fulfillment of the first mitzvah, then you're chayiv. You don't have the patur. The Ran says, no, I don't care. Fulfillment, no fulfillment, that's not my problem. My problem is, are you involved? You're involved, that's it. The other mitzvah doesn't exist. The other mitzvah doesn't exist, as far as you're concerned. See, Tosa is saying, the mitzvah exists for you. You really, you're chayav to do this other mitzvah. That's another way of saying it, perhaps. For Tosos, you're really obligated to do this other mitzvah. But you know what? You're putter. You have an exemption. What's your exemption? Exemption is that you're involved in another kiyum mitzvah.
The fulfillment of that mitzvah.
Exactly. Another kiyum mitzvah. Oh, but now you're telling me that this first kiyum mitzvah could tolerate the second kiyum mitzvah? Then you don't have the patur anymore. You don't have the exemption. The Ran says once you're involved, once you're in osek, once you're involved, the other mitzvah doesn't even apply to you. It's not that we have to check and see, can you do it, can you not? No, it doesn't apply to you. Now, I'm not saying that if you were to do it, according to the Ran, you wouldn't get any credit. That's a separate question. But you're not obligated on any level. It's a categorical exemption. The sukkah staring you in the face. Right? You're osek in another mitzvah. Now, there is still one question here in terms of the case of the animal. Right, for Tosfos, or even for the Ran, and maybe just throw this question out. The Gemara, they both agree. In the case of the Aveda, I'm feeding your animal. I'm feeding your animal, and the Oni comes to me while I'm feeding the animal. While I'm feeding the animal, I'm putting on the feed bag, whatever I'm doing. Now I'm putter from giving the Oni tzedakah. Now for the Ran, why am I putter? Because I'm osik. That's no problem. For Tosfos, why am I putter? Why am I putter? Oh, because that's iyash lekayim shneihem.
Yeah, that's
good,
that's
right?
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
Because you can't do a team of Shabbat Veda and also involve a team of Siddhartha. Oh, you're saying that?
I'm saying why? Why is that so? Why is that so? What does he mean when he says that?
Okay.
He
right? I could be involved in going to do Pidyon Shvuyim and sleep in the sukkah at night, if not for the fact that for some reason the sukkah is going to interfere with my mitzvah. But now you're telling me I can't properly feed your animal because I'm taking a minute out to tend to the ani?
There are two active mitzvahs as opposed to the other cases, which one is when there's one active, one passive.
Which one's active? Which one's passive?
Well, in the case where you're going, you know, to
it's not passive. You're holding your mitzvah.
But at that point, you stopped, and you know you're no longer doing anything, and it's as if you're not actively going to a certain location, and you have the other one would be active to go into the sukkah, for instance.
No, he wants to say Yechayim. Are you saying where the other involvement becomes somewhat
more
less active?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to Mechayev you in the second one. That's Esher L'Kayim Shneihem. That's what you want to say? If not for the fact that there was some reason why it's going to interfere with your first mitzvah.
Right.
So he wants to say like this. So how are you defining Esher L'Kayim Shneihem? Just in physically?
Yeah.
You want to say Esher L'Kayim Shneihem means I could do them simultaneously.
Well,
that's what it means.
Because then in the case, that's how it makes sense. In the case of when you're feeding your animal, you're giving...
No, I understand why you're saying that, but that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying for Tosos, when he says you can't do both, he means just physically I can't do both at the same time. Okay. That's what you're saying? So let me ask you a question. Is that true? I can't feed the animal with one hand and give the onion to suck with the other hand? I'm just asking.
That's what we were discussing before.
I mean, I'm saying, serious question.
No, you can't.
It depends on the animal.
If you're a farmer, you're not carrying money with you. You're on your farm.
No, let's say you're not a farmer. Let's say you're a guy who found my sheep, and you're feeding it.
Right, but let's say you're
you have a pocket. You have a pocket. You have a wallet.
It depends what kind of animal. I mean, if it's a big animal and you.
I'm not lying when you need all your wits about you. I'm not talking about that.
Let's say
you
have a dog and it's in your house. You're feeding your dog in the basement, and someone comes and from your front door.
Well, you can't feed a dog and hand someone.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
You're out in the barn and you are feeding your cow. Someone comes asking for money. You're in the middle of feeding your cow. That's it.
Well,
or you're feeding your horse. You're moving hay. Who cares? You know, you don't have money with you. You're not going to start taking out money and everything. You are physically in the act of something else.
So you're saying
it's clear. It'd be a totally separate act if you had to stop moving a thing of hay, go get money and pay the honey. That would clearly be a disruption.
So you're saying at the moment when you're feeding that, at the moment when you're giving tzedakah, you're not feeding the animal. That's what you want to say.
Yeah, like clearly you're not.
You have animal feed, and Ani comes by, and the animal's eating out of the cup. And Ani comes
if the animal's eating out of the cup, you're no longer feeding the animal.
No, you're holding it. You're saying you're holding it.
You're holding
it.
You're holding the cup. You are specifically.
I don't think that's how. It doesn't seem to me like that would be the difficult. I think more. A reasonable thing is like you have to feed, like on a farm, you have to feed an animal, you have to move a haystack. To the horse, you know what I mean? To the horse.
Well, listen,
like
it could be in some of these cases.
It's not so simple to just like, oh yeah, I pour, you know, Purina out. Like,
it could be in some of these cases, Tosfos would agree that you are chayav. I mean, that's maybe what I come down to.
But
I'm asking in general, what does Tosfos mean by E'ef Shel Kayim Shneihem? So it could very well be just practically that you cannot do both things at the same time. It's sort of.
I have a better example. What if you have the phone and then he calls you and says, like, "Can you make a charity?" And so you can't get out of that one. You definitely could do that.
What's
you
that?
You come to the phone.
Well, answering the phone is not. That's not giving tzedakah, though. I mean, that's.
Really, it's not.
Giving tzedakah, saying.
That's
making a nether to give tzedakah. That wouldn't be the. No, it's not ridiculous. I'm just saying that's not what we're talking about.
So also, how can you
get a
phone?
Credit card idea or the phone?
Either. What do you mean? Oh, no, you gave the credit card? That's a good question. That's a separate question.
Unless you use a debit card.
That's a separate question. I don't know. The credit card is a whole separate question.
Let's say you used account receivable finance to pay for these.
All right, before we get too far afield, which I think we're dangerously close to, does everyone understand the basic machlokas that we're presenting here? Sam, you. Did you have a question that I said I'd get to? No? Someone had a question that I said I'd get to? Oh,
I had a question, but it was just according to the Ron. Like,
yeah.
Let's say, on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Let's say one person's involved in the midst of Kriyat Shema, and they're up to Tekiyat Shofar. Does that mean he's putter from Tekiyat Shofar? Because he's osig in the midst of Kriyat Shema.
So the next question is going to be, what are the bounds? You know, how far does this go?
Well, I mean, technically that wouldn't make a difference because all day long on Rosh Hashanah, you have an obligation to hear...
Right, but he's still involved in at that point.
At that point.
See, what Chaim's saying is, well, fine, let's assume that's true. Let's assume right now you putter from Shofar. What are you going to do when you finish? Now you're going to still have a chiyuv to hear Shofar.
Right.
Right, so it doesn't make a difference.
You have to make up.
If you're listening to Shofar and then it's about to end Zman Kriya Shema, that's a better case.
What was the case?
You're listening to Shofar, or you're the one, or you're the Baal Tokeya, and you're about to miss Zman Kriya Shema.
Yeah, so then for sure you stay with the Shofar. I mean, that's...
So is the Machlokas over how do you define Osik Mitzvah Patur?
It's not so much how you define it, it's what is the... Yeah, I would say how you define the Patur. What is the very thing that potters you from that second mitzvah? Is it the involvement in the first mitzvah? Right? Is it the hisaskos in the first mitzvah? Or is it merely the fact that you're fulfilling the first mitzvah?
If you fulfill the first
mitzvah. If you're, it's a din of fulfillment, so then I'll look to the second thing to see whether or not it jeopardizes the first thing.
So insofar as the second mitzvah jeopardizes your kain kiyum mitzvah the first, then it's
part. But if not, then you have to do it. You have to do a second mitzvah.
That's right. But the Ron is saying it's more of an absolute
Torah. That's right.
Unless you are
Osik.
That's it.
That's right. It doesn't matter. There's no measure that is going to change that. We're not going to look to the second mitzvah and say, well, you know, you could do both. Ron says, I don't care. Oh, what about wearing tzitzis and doing a mitzvah? He says, yeah, because that's kiyum. Of course you're not going to be putter in that case. That's kiyum. Why is the chassan potter? Because he's osik. So this is a fundamental question. Okay, so what we'll try to do tomorrow is...
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean by answer?
Let's forget to come to
your... There's two shittas. It's two shittas. They argue. On Tosos?
Yeah.
I don't have a great answer. What I'm saying is that Tosos apparently has a very specific understanding of what he means when he says EF Shalakayim Shneihem.
As we define it better, though, you'll have a better...
It could be that maybe tomorrow I'll get a little bit closer. Right now I'm just saying it's something that you need to take note of.
We already defined them up, right?
Right, and we haven't said you're not confident that we're going to get any better. I can't answer this question.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Right. I don't have a good answer.
Are we going to get the Rishonim tomorrow or something? Or what's...
More Rishonim?
Yeah, well,
there are other things to be seen. There's a Zerua. There's a Rush over here we'll take a look at.
Tosos Rush or just Rush?
Regular Rush. Okay. So, Blina, tomorrow we'll continue. You're around today?
Yeah.
Okay. If anyone wants to chazer the shiur later in the afternoon, Glenn has offered his services. What time? What time are you on?
I think it's like 12:30.
Oh, anytime after 12:30 until when?
And he's giving a shiur.
I mean, speak to him first. He's not just going to make himself available indefinitely.
He's giving a shiur.
Until like 2:00.
Okay, from 12:30 to if anyone wants the chazer, and then... Okay.
And tonight I'll go back. I have it.
Oh, if you can find it, that'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great.